Today kicks off National Nutrition Week, which runs until the 15th of October, and is a time to encourage South Africans to make healthy choices towards improved nutrition. For 2021, the theme is Eat More Vegetables and Fruit Every Day, a theme that aims to promote the nutritional health and health benefits of eating more fruit and veg as part of a diversified, balanced and healthy diet and lifestyle. To talk to us today about this topic is Shaham Carter, the Chief and Head of the Dietetics Department at Red Cross Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Shaham. How are you today?
Oh, well, thank you, Zara, for having me today.
Can you please tell us more about yourself and what a dietitian does?
So you've already said I am one of the dietitians at Red Cross. I've been with Red Cross for more than 15 years, almost 18 years. My great passion in nutrition in children. So we basically just look after all those that are sick and make sure that they get the right nutrition during their stay. And even sometimes for those after their stay, where they go home as outpatients as well. Yes.
What is National Nutrition Week and why do we celebrate it?
So South Africa celebrates National Nutrition Week every year around this time, between the 9th of October to the 15th of October, with the purpose of basically bringing awareness around nutrition. And this year they chose the theme of Eat More Fruits and Vegetables to actually align themselves with the United Nations declaration that 2021 will be the International Year of Fruits and Vegetables. So that's the real reason why they wanted to align themselves with that theme. And of course, to remind ourselves around the benefits of having fruits and vegetables and why we need it, how it has health benefits, and how it can improve your lifestyle overall.
As I mentioned earlier today, the theme for this year is Eat More Vegetables and Fruit Every Day. What are the health benefits of fruits and vegetables?
So it's quite a range. So if you can imagine, in South Africa, we have issues around heart disease, we have issues around obesity, cancer, and it's actually shown benefits that we can prevent those diseases if we had fruits and vegetables every single day. It can also help with reducing your obesity rates as well. And in South Africa, we have huge issues around vitamins and mineral deficiencies. So if you have your fruits and vegetables, you'll overcome those deficiencies in South Africa. It's also shown that we can live a long, healthy life if you eat your fruit and vegetables every day. It's got good fiber. It helps with your gut, so you don't have issues around constipation. And very important, it protects us against the severity of diseases, even in this time of COVID.
Okay, so my next question is, how much fruit and veg should you take a day? But growing up, I always heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
You're 100% correct, Zara. So yes, so we should actually only have 5 fruits and veg combined. So it will be 3 vegetables a day and 2 fruits a day. And that's throughout the day. And that's what we encourage every single day.
How can people increase their intake of fruit and veg?
By starting off small, even if you're adding your fruits or your vegetables at every meal. For example, if you had breakfast, adding fruit to yogurt, adding fruit to cereal, and then having as snacks, even if it's eating a carrot stick or eating apple or slices or banana. With your meal, have every night, try and at least 1 or 2 vegetables incorporated in your meal. Either as a stew, we can incorporate in our stews, or it can be a side dish, or it can be a salad. But if we incorporate and think about, on my plate, is there fruit and veg, then you're already on a good start.
Why do you think families and children don't eat enough fruit and vegetables a day?
Sadly, it's always thought that fruits and vegetables are expensive. It depends on what you're thinking of. So we tend to spend our money on more of the unhealthy things, the processed things that our bodies don't need, that's got very little nutritional value. If we took that away and you replace it with spending our money on actual fruits and vegetables, then it wouldn't seem that unaffordable. Also things like taste. Common thing, children don't like vegetables. My biggest challenge is that how we try and teach our families about getting more vegetables in for children. We talk about role modeling, so where the family shows that they are eating the vegetables on their plate in their meal every evening, allows the children to understand how important it is. Remind them about the good things, remind them about we want to protect your body, why they need to eat those vegetables every day. So it's talking about the positive things, making vegetables part of your healthy lifestyle, excluding all the unhealthy things, and then you can actually afford it in the end of the day.
You say children don't like vegetables, but I'm one of them that love anything that I can eat. So what is your favorite meal and why?
So I was looking at this question. I was thinking to myself, it's actually not a meal per se that I like specifically. But if you were to throw avocado on any plate or any side on the dish or inside or on the dish, be it a burger, be it a pizza, be it a salad, then you've already made my day with a perfect favorite meal.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Just that, reminding all that if we want to live a healthy lifestyle, we're through this terrible pandemic, we're trying to get through, so let's learn ways to protect our body. So by eating our fruits and vegetables, even if it's, like you said, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Thank you so much for your time. I enjoyed interviewing you.